With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Child's Performance Exhaust is the River Region's exhaust specialist. They replace catalytic converters, banded broken tailpipes, and more. They can handle exhaust issues from the simplest repair, replacing a bad catalytic converter, even performance exhaust systems for your show car. Full custom exhaust systems, stock exhaust, and diesel exhaust. Child's Performance Exhaust carries a full stock of performance mufflers, chrome tips, and more. Plus, they service brakes, shocks, and struts for all makes and models of cars and trucks. Remember, your exhaust matters. Get it right and get the best. Child's Performance Exhaust. Open Monday through Friday from 8 till 5:30 and Saturday mornings from 8 till noon. Their performance experts are the best in the River Region. Ask any local mechanic. They'll tell you that they rely on Child's Performance Exhaust. Call 396-3033. That's 396-3033. Find them on Facebook at Child's Performance Exhaust.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that, mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. With so many banks and mortgage lenders out there, I know you're probably wondering what makes Alabama Home Mortgage different. Let me tell you. First, we are your neighbors. Don't call a faceless 1-800 number. Call 567-4223 to talk to the Alabama Home Mortgage Team. We are located in Wetumpka. We know the River Region. We are able to shop for the very best program and rate available for you. There's nothing like an Alabama Home Mortgage. Let us show you the difference. You won't be disappointed. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. There is a difference in mortgage lenders. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Ever wish life had a rewind button? Hometown Lenders can give your mortgage a do-over with the new Second Chance Refinance. Now, small mistakes from the past don't have to limit your future. With as low as 600 credit score, we can help you consolidate, eliminate a car payment, and pay off your credit card debt, all with lower monthly payments. Stop overpaying. Call Hometown Lenders today at 647-1900 or visit 647-1900.com. NMLS number 65084, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, listen up. The boss says you gotta be educated. Did you know that Zaza Serious Italian is more than just pizza and pasta? There's a different steak and seafood special every night. Did you know that Zaza has a delicioso brunch every Sunday? Did you know that Zaza Serious Italian can cater your cocktail party or full sit-down family meal anytime, anywhere? Did you know that Zaza has 21 draft beers on tap, including Alabama craft beers? Now you know. Remember this stuff and go to Zaza in the alley downtown. There will be a test.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We have a busy night ahead. It'll be windy. Showers and thunderstorms become rather numerous this evening, tonight, through the overnight hours till tomorrow morning. Some of the storms could be severe, with damaging wind gusts and tornadoes are certainly a possibility. Keep our weather app handy. Otherwise, a risk of showers through the morning hours tomorrow, then breezy, cooler, high 63, colder with clearing skies Sunday night, low 42, and only low to mid 60s for a high on Monday. If you don't have our weather app, get it on your phone or tablet now, and it'll instantly alert you to any severe weather watches or warnings for your particular location, plus interactive radar and future radar and a lot more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Hopefully all of you know who Dr. Stephen Greer is. He was an ER doctor who quit his medical practice because of the alien thing. Well, he's founder and head of the Disclosure Project. Now, he personally briefed the director of the Central Intelligence Agency about the existence of alien beings. Now, this was back during the Clinton era, and the guy's name was Woolsey. He was head of the CIA. He happened to have dinner with him. He knew someone who was working in that administration who called him one day and said, how would you like to have dinner with the head of CIA to talk about these things you keep talking to all of your friends about? So he said, yeah, I'd love to. Well, Greer claims that Woolsey told him he did not have access to the alien stuff. He didn't have access. The head of the agency couldn't access this stuff. It was above his need-to-know status. Now, Greer also claims that anyone who has classified UFO-related documents, they have nothing to fear by releasing them because the National Security Act of 1947 gives no credence to rogue operations that keep secrets from the president, Congress, and other officials. He said that's unconstitutional, and they cannot do anything to you. It won't stand up in a court of law. Now, to prove this, Dr. Greer has published numerous top-secret documents relating to ETs and their craft and, of course, the technology that powers their craft. And Dr. Greer is not only still walking around free, but he's giving lectures about all this. Now, along these same lines, I heard this week that JFK had requested all the information that the agency had on UFOs and aliens. All the intelligence agencies, not the Central Intelligence Agency, the NSA, and all that. He wanted everything, all images, all documents, films, everything. He demanded that it be on his desk in 48 hours. Now, this was to Alan Dulles. Now, he was told by Dulles, at that time head of the agency, that he did not have a need-to-know basis. And it is said that Kennedy went off. He yelled and said he was president of the United States, commander-in-chief. He was Dulles's commander. And he said, if it's not on my desk in 48 hours, I will give the biggest news conference ever held in this world. Well, we all know what happened to him shortly thereafter. Bullets exploded his head in Dallas, Texas. Now, I tell you all this for a couple of reasons. Number one, you need to know that there does exist a shadowy group of intelligence assets within our government that aren't elected, are not held accountable. They're not accountable to anyone. Thanks to Dwight D. Eisenhower, they are above the law. Presidents come and go, but these people never go anywhere. Well, except space, God knows where else. But they never leave power. As a matter of fact, they yield absolute power and will kill anyone they deem a risk. Now, number two, they've managed to change our country to manipulate the rule of law to essentially void the Constitution and redirect America towards this one world government that they call the New World Order. Yes, the Intel Group is the actual hardware that the elite families, the Illuminatis, they're using. Because they are like the software, the elite families, Illuminati, they're the ones that are putting these premises out there. The intelligence agencies are the ones doing it, getting us there, so to speak. It's very, very interesting. Something else I read this week was McCabe. We all know him, disgraced McCabe. Well, there's something he neglected to tell everybody. He neglected to tell them that him and his wife were neighbors with Bill and Hillary Clinton. Their friendship spanned 30 years. That was before, of course, he cleared her in the email probe, and I guess he just forgot to tell everybody that they were next-door neighbors. Isn't that amazing? Back to John Bolton. I mentioned him in the first hour. He was George W. Bush's ambassador to the UN, where he learned to dislike the UN because those dadgum people, they insisted that we abide by those pesky international agreements and that we suffer legal consequences if we don't. Well, he didn't last long at that post. In 2006, the Democrats blocked his renewal, so he had to resign. Now, he was one of the pioneers of accusing Tehran of pursuing a clandestine military nuclear program back in 2003. Interesting, huh? And now Trump gets one of these hawks, neocons in there? This is scary, folks, what he's doing. I don't know what's happened to Trump. It's scary. Speaking of Trump, Trump-obsessed MSLSD host Rachel Maddow suggested to her viewers immediately after Trump announced the strikes that he very well could have ordered them to distract everyone from the number of domestic scandals that were dogging his administration. These people are insane. They are crazy. Even if you give the president every benefit of the doubt, she continued, even if his calculations about whether to launch this action against Syria tonight was taken with absolutely no regard for what else is going on in the president's life right now, what else is going on in the president's life unavoidably creates a real perception around the globe that he may have been part of the motivation for what he did and particularly for when he did it. Of course, she's got to be talking about Mueller's raid. Of course, all these people are just getting off on the idea that Mueller found, they finally found that collusion proof that the Russians got him elected. The Russians is what cost Hillary the election. Give me a break. These people, folks, they're insane. They are absolutely crazy. Advanced illusionary schizophrenia with involuntary narcissistic rage. There you go. That's what's going on with these folks. They're nut jobs. They're absolutely... Well, actually, everything starts to make sense if you start to realize that all these politicians are crazy. Then everything will start falling into place for you when you finally realize they're all crazy. Because that's sure what it seems like to me. I don't know. Could be wrong. Let's see what else I got for you tonight. It's been a very, very weird week for me. I was telling Postman off air that these glowing white things that I'm seeing in the trees, there's more and more and more of them every night I go out. I have my infrared off. I'm looking through digital night vision, and there are these white shapes in the trees that just glow white. I don't know what they are, but there they are. I mean, you can't deny they're there. But the thing is, with digital night vision, you have infrared. It's called an infrared illuminator, and you've got 5 different bars of brightness. With that all the way off, these things are glowing white. I don't know what they are. And I was talking to Postman, like I said, during the break, and I said, well, what if the reason the powers that shouldn't be are called the Illuminati is because it's based on these things being illuminated? Because, you know, we've always told that they're called the Illuminati because they are the illumined ones. Well, what if it's more than that? Anyway, something to think about. Hey, I think we actually have a call. Caller, you're on.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Soldier Boy.
Hey, Soldier Boy.
Hey. Got a question.
Yeah, man.
Kind of like Black Hawk Down, right?
Uh-huh.
With Syria, they're using sarin gas. Is that correct?
Well, who knows?
Chlorine's
what I've heard, but who knows?
All right. And didn't we sign back after World War I that we would never use this crap again?
Exactly.
Okay. Here's my question. Where the hell is the United Nations at?
That's a good one. I like that. I don't know.
You know, it sounds like we've got to come in and help everybody and get a couple of countries and join us and everything. But it's just as bad as a genocide as when the Jewish people were killed by the Nazi Party.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers have been hid by the media.
Yep.
Okay. So why didn't the United Nations, didn't they not condemn this? Why didn't they convene? Why didn't they send the United Nations troops in?
They're mad at us for taking it into our own hands and doing something about it.
You know, like my dad used to say, you know what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong. You don't need anybody else to tell you anything else.
My dad said the same thing. That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, you know when you see it, it's wrong, and you know when you see it.
Yeah.
And I loved what he did on it. And I just don't understand, where's the world's outcry?
I agree. I don't know. The world's gone insane, Soldier Boy.
Oh, it's just amazing. I remember in Black Hawk Down, when our soldiers were pinned down, they kept asking the United Nations to engage, and they wouldn't allow them to engage.
Yep, that happened a lot. Yeah.
So, tell me, why do you think the United Nations are not engaged?
I don't know. Maybe it's because we keep threatening to cut off our money to them. Maybe it's because they're mad at us.
Oh, so it's okay for children and women to be murdered?
Of course,
because they're a little spiteful about a few dollars.
Well, it may be to them, but of course it's not. It's not that should never happen. You know that.
You can't put a price on our life of $1 million or plus. I mean, we did when 9/11, when we paid the money back to the surviving family members.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of put a price on what a life is worth.
Yeah, true.
And how many tens of, it's got to be over 100,000 people have died in Syria, children and women and men.
I know it's been bad over the last decade. Yeah,
and they've even lost count.
I agree.
And then what's the deal with the Russians? Oh, it might be, it might not be. We don't know. They hell damn well know.
So you think the Russians did it?
I don't know if they did or didn't, but for them to be ignorant and say in a public forum, you know, like on the news and stuff, and say, well, we have no confirmation that any chemical attack actually took place.
Yeah.
So this crap is all staged. People are dying. That's all staged.
No, it makes them look small. No, some of it is staged. People really died, but it's actually who did it is the staged part. Let me ask you something. If you're Assad in the United States, finally says we're getting out of Syria, and you're the president of Syria and you want us out bad, why in the hell would you gas people? If you know we're finally leaving, why would you do that? That makes no sense.
Well, here's my other question. Okay. We wouldn't have to spend $1 million with the Tomahawk missiles, about $1 million plus on each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Our taxpayer money.
I agree.
On something that Barack Obama said, if he had some testicular fortitude in his pants and asked, asked Michelle about this red line he drew.
Yeah, I hear.
What happened to the red line he drew?
Oh, that was all.
Oh, it's going to be cross red line.
That was posturing. That's all that was.
Was that all? It was all just talk.
Well, same thing.
And look at the Russians. Putin had to sit there and saw how weak he was as a leader and the president of the free world. Mm-hmm. And says, oh, that's not... Because when Putin says he's going to draw a red line, I guarantee it, you cross it, there's going to be consequences.
Absolutely there is. Yeah, I think Obama's administration set us back a lot as far as the
way... Well, he did it in North Korea, didn't he?
Yes, it did.
I remember, was it in North Korea? Who was it? That little bowl-headed... Was that the bowl-cut, haircut guy? What's his name? The guy, the dictator?
Which one? Who knows?
I don't know. Well, his dad was in charge. He was a dictator during George W. Bush.
Yeah, before he died.
And we were sending a bunch of grain, and President Bush said, "Okay, keep rattling that." He says, "We're going to have a grain embargo, and nothing's worse for a dictatorship than when people start to starve because half their land can't even sustain or grow food,
mm-hmm.
and when people, it's hard to run a dictatorship when you got starving people."
True.
So what happens? And the guy, George W., said, okay, fine, let your people eat plutonium and everything else and radiation and everything and see if that can feed their stomachs and keep them full from overthrowing your butt. So what happens? He rattles it, he gets it, and they drop it back. But now, 8 years, was it 8 years of not putting the man in check?
Yep. Big mistake.
And now, I mean, look at our poor president. What he inherited, what a freaking mess.
Well, I know. When everybody's against him, he can't do anything right.
Oh, no. Well, I'm ready to, that's the difference between me. I remember George Wallace said, the difference between a Republican and Democrat is the first letter, the R and the D. And that's the only thing. They're the same.
Amen.
And he's found that out.
Amen. You're absolutely
right. And I'm ready for a third. I am truly ready for a third party.
Well.
Because Mitch McConnell, gotta go.
I agree. All of them do.
And then who's that other wiener, Speaker of the House?
Oh, yeah, he's already said he's not coming back.
Thank you. Mr. Omnibus got us in debt. Love it. Thank you, sir.
Ryan. Yeah, they're all.
But that's the difference between Republicans and Democrats. We'll call them out. Democrats are around that wagon like Anthony Weiner. How many times did he get busted with his little exploits? And the Democrats kept rounding the wagon, rounding the wagon.
Oh, yeah, they take care of their own.
They sure take care. Why can't we learn that?
I don't know. I don't know. That's a very good question. That's the question.
Exactly. And that's what, and my friend's a Democrat. And he says, man, how can you be calling out your Republican, senators? And I said, simple. When you're a rhino, you're a rhino. You are what you are. Call it what you see. It is what it is.
You're right.
That's the difference.
I got to go.
All right, guys.
Thanks, man.
Have a good night.
Calling. Take care, my
yes,
friend.
Yes, sir.
See you. All right, guys. Got to hit a 3-minute break. This is Clear in the Air. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Springtime is the best time to save thousands at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville. During the spring sales event, get up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock, or up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Plus, all trade-ins are welcome in any condition, scratch, ding, or dented, we want it. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock numbers R8040 and J7371, plus tax, tag, title, doc, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
In a hurry, no time to cook, or short on time for lunch? No problem. Enjoy your favorite Nukes Eatery entrees without ever leaving your car. Order online at Nukes.com for curbside delivery. And when you place your order, just let them know you'd like curbside delivery, and they'll bring the order right to your car. Nukes now has two specialty marked parking spots to pick up your Nukes favorites. Skip the line and order online. Nukes.com for curbside delivery. Located in Montgomery, Auburn, Opelika, and Dothan.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now, you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years? So, why buy your Honda mower, or any mower for that matter, from CTE? Did you know that CTE can double any mower's engine warranty? That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models, and we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a mower from CTE, you can get free pickup and delivery and free blade sharpening for as long as you own it? And if your mower visits our service department, you can receive our 7-day repair guarantee. Now, where else offers all that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we support what we sell.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway in front of Toys R Us.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to the program. The music you're hearing, the Cars, they actually got back together, all except Benjamin Orzechowski, who died of pancreatic cancer, a decade ago or so. But the rest of them got together and did an album a few years ago. I'm sorry, they're always going to be albums and not CDs to me because I'm old. At least they're not 8 tracks. But actually, pretty dadgum good record. I was a big Cars fan. Of course, we have some of the best conversations off air. We were talking about Ezekiel 38 and 39, the Lord's great victory over the nations. This is very interesting. Son of man, set your face against Gog and in the land of Magog. Interesting stuff. We're going to try to break this down for you here after this big break when we can sit down and kind of get our heads together and figure all this out. But you got to really wonder, something that's always bugged me is why do we Jones so bad to be involved in the Middle East? We don't need to be. We have enough oil in Alaska. We don't need their oil. Why are we always messing around with the Middle East? And the easy answer is it's because that's where civilization came from. Well, I don't know. It seems to me like when the Hebrews were in captivity in Egypt, that's where they learned Kabbalism.
Kabbalism. Yes. Yeah, and ancient Egyptian magic. That's where
exactly.
It came from. It came from them.
Exactly. And if you listen to William Cooper and some of the other or people who were apparently in the know, that is still being practiced. That's what the powers that shouldn't be used to control us. The symbolism or the sigils, as Postman likes to say, all this stuff feeds our unconscious. And I told you how fast our unconscious mind works. We're being downloaded with all this symbolism, all these things that we don't realize is being done. We really don't understand what it means. But there's going to come a time when our mind will understand what it means. And that's scary because it's ancient occultic magic that's being used. It's like when Kennedy was killed, they call that the killing of the king? That's some kind of ceremony. There's all kind of, it's freaky. Well, I guess I've been listening to too much Freeman because he's really into that and into the Masons and the Widow's Sons and his father was a worshipful master, so he really gets into the whole Mason thing, which I'm not going to get into that right now because I'd like to come back and have another show. So I'm not going to get involved in that right now. It's coming, but not right now. But you got to wonder, is this going to be the thing that sets off World War III? Because speaking of the Masons, they're Pike, Albert Pike, I think that was his name.
Yes, it was.
In his book, Something in Dog, I forget the name of it. I've got it. I can't even remember the name of it.
Something like that.
He says there are going to be 3 major wars. So we know there's going to be a 3rd war. We're just waiting for it to kick off, and this is what's going to thrust us into the tribulation, I believe. So this is going to get interesting. It scares me to death that Trump is doing the bidding of the deep state. That scares me. What have they got on him? I don't know.
And according to certain people that have remote viewed this, people that have had visions about World War III,
mm-hmm.
is that it's not going to last but a few days. And after those few days pass, that's when they'll come. That's when they'll descend to the planet.
Something else I heard about that, now that's Ed Dames, who worked for our government, actually won some awards, some, what do you call those things, ribbons and stuff from the government for the things right. that he uncovered. I think he had like 28 viewers, and he told them to look forward and see. The one common thing they all said was there was no Red Cross, there were no National Guard, there was no rescue efforts at all. It was just like total devastation, and there was nobody helping anybody. So that's bad.
Yes, it is. I've read several of those people that's, you know, all of a sudden, you know, thrust into the future, you know, for no reason whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get there, they find out that that the United States is devastated, the Earth is devastated, and he actually the guy actually finds some of his family members, and he was asking them, you know, what was the matter, and they would tell him, you know, don't you know that mm-hmm. there was a nuclear exchange.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah, MAD is the acronym, Mutually Assured Destruction. That's kind of what we've been running on since the supposed Cold War took place. And, you know, I question that because I've got a picture that I found many, many years ago of W and Vladimir Putin in their Masonic garb walking and talking. They're both big in the Masons. So you have to wonder, is all of this planned amongst all the leaders? Are the leaders of every country, are they chosen? Are they in the loop? Are they under command? You know, is everybody playing their, running the script that's giving them? That's my question. I'm beginning to think they are. You know, there's a narrative they're pushing. There's a way they want things to run. I'm talking about the powers that shouldn't be, the Bilderbergers, whatever you want to call them. It's like they know how they want things to be done, and there's a script that's given to all the leaders. If you don't go by the script, something happens to you. Who knows? I want to give you, these are some interesting headlines I found just kind of perusing YouTube. Rod Rosenstein is Nazi SS Himmler's grandson. Look at the two. Look at a picture of Himmler and look at a picture of Rosenstein. Spitting image.
Yes, I've noticed that.
Isn't that wild?
Yes, it is. He does resemble Himmler.
Looks just like
sure.
him. His sister yeah. is the director for the National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases at the CDC in Atlanta. Huh. And you think the Nazis lost the war? You might want to rethink that, folks.
And there is a, you know, I watch a Atlanta news sometimes. I mm-hmm. pull it up and, you know, look at it. And did you hear about that CDC person that was killed?
Yes.
Yeah, they found him in the river.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's one of many interesting deaths over the since we've been on the air last. A deputy down at that was one of the ones who showed up at Parkland at the school shooting. Now he was the most vocal. He was on social media saying something's not right. I think this was done by the stage by the Democrats to take away our guns. The guy was in perfect health. He's dead. He died suddenly. You know, people are just dropping dead. Yeah, I think the lady you're talking about, I'm trying to remember what it was. Oh, she's the one that blew the whistle on the CDC and the mosquitoes they were going to release that had all these viruses and stuff in them.
No, but this was another guy. This was the
oh,
guy.
This was another one?
Yeah, it was a black guy. It was a black guy.
Oh, that's right. So yeah. There's been three.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, this was just 2 weeks ago.
Unreal. Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. Oh, wow, break time. All right, folks, five-minute break. 272-9228. This is Clear in the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams. Co-hosting with me, of course, is the Postman. Folks, we'll be back in 5 minutes. Y'all come back with us.
Well, hi there.
Hi, I'm Jenny, your new next-door neighbor.
I'm Jody. Come on in. Have a cup of coffee and meet my four kids and two dogs.
Wow, your house is beautiful. How in the world do you keep it so neat with all this activity?
I'll tell you my secret. baby gates. And I use Southern Bell's cleaning service. They are easy to deal with. I love a small company. I've got their card in my purse. See? 546-0715. The kids love their Aunt Callen, and I'm their biggest fan on Facebook.
Southern Bell's Cleaning, a locally owned cleaning service that does cleaning the old-fashioned way. They're on time. They bring all of their own supplies, and they really know clean. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's Cleaning today. Full-service residential, commercial, post-construction cleanup, and vacant properties. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service. Call 546-0715 or on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Discover the William Mason Experience. William Mason Salon is the only Aveda concept salon in Prattville since 2008. Stop in, relax, and put your hair in the hands of one of their talented professionals. Soothing manicures, pedicures, or full body massage and botanically based Aveda facials. Continue to pamper yourself at home with Aveda lifestyle products available at William Mason Salon, a different salon, an upscale salon, spa, the finest products, and a place that is your kind of place without the upscale price. William Mason takes pride in the advanced education of their stylists, manicurists, and massage therapists, and the personal relationships they maintain with their clients. Call William Mason Salon today at 285-7200. Gift certificates are always available. William Mason Salon, an Aveda concept salon in the Prattville Town Center. Call 285-7200 for an appointment or visit on the web at williammasonsalon.net.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. And I know why you're here. Hot weather is just around the corner.
You guessed it, and that means it's time to get your AC tuned for the summer.
Since my AC runs all the time and struggles keeping the house cool, a spring tune-up would be a much-needed kickstart.
Yes, and it will help your AC run more efficient and perform at full capacity.
Doing a tune-up in spring and fall is affordable and will also help eliminate a major failure with a major cost and extend the life of your AC.
Yes, you also get your AC drain checked and flushed with a spring tune-up. Don't let a clogged up drain or rusted drain pan flood your ceiling and ruin the start of your spring.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and tune up your AC today. Call United at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
We have a busy night ahead. It'll be windy. Showers and thunderstorms become rather numerous this evening, tonight, through the overnight hours till tomorrow morning. Some of the storms could be severe with damaging wind gusts, and tornadoes are certainly a possibility. Keep our weather app handy. Otherwise, a risk of showers through the morning hours tomorrow, then breezy, cooler, high 63, colder with clearing skies Sunday night, low 42, and only low to mid 60s for a high on Monday. If you don't have our weather app, get it on your phone or tablet now, and it'll instantly alert you to any severe weather watches or warnings for your particular location, plus interactive radar and future radar and a lot more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Chippewa Charm Tree Service, with 15 years of experience from tree trimming to complete removal and free estimates. Licensed and insured. The customer doesn't pay until they're satisfied. Call 334-478-3103.
Hey, welcome back to the program. My name's Terry Adams, Postman's co-hosting tonight. talking about a little bit of everything, I was reading some headlines of some of the YouTube channels I've subscribed to. Prescott Bush, who is George Herbert Walker Bush's father, W's grandfather, financed Hitler's Holocaust, an attempted coup against President Roosevelt. We all knew that. That's in the Library of Congress. Had it not been for Smedley Semper Fi Butler, we would probably all be speaking German right now because he stopped it. Also, Bush and Cheney knocked down the Twin Towers to invade the Middle East for their pipeline and the poppy black market money, which the agency brings in more drugs than anyone else. That's a fact. That's really how the Clintons got their chip in the big game, was MENA, Arkansas, and protecting that operation there. At least that's what a lot of the whistleblowers who were now dead, that's what they told us. The Illuminati is real and secretly running our world, claims former defense minister. That's Canada's defense minister. He's come out and said a lot of stuff since he's gotten out of politics, that aliens are real. The Illuminati are real. They're a bunch of Luciferian psychopaths, like I've been telling you. This is all true. Susan Rice, there's a memo out there that implicates Obama, the Department of Justice, and the FBI on the spying on the opposition candidate Trump. They used the use of dirty FISA warrants. All that's true. The Gateway Pundit's got that story. Let's see. The Freedom Caucus chair bust Adam Schiff and Democrats' major lie on a secret memo. There's all kind of stuff that's going on. Ex-Secret Service agent reveals Muslim traitor John Brennan in a world of trouble over dossier testimony. Adam Schiff is a snake. We knew that already. Former official confirmed Steele dossier was shared with Obama's State Department. That's a Zero Hedge story. FBI informant testifies that Moscow routed millions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation in Russian uranium-dominant strategy. You know, it's interesting to me that they're all over this Trump-Russia thing, but we know for a fact what the Clintons did, and nothing's being done. That should tell you how corrupt D.C. is. Confirmed was Obama's $1.7 billion ransom payment to Iran. That's traced back to terrorist groups. Rumblings FISA memo contains four explosive revelations that have not yet been leaked. There's a lot more coming. Mueller hand-delivered, we knew that. I told you that already. Mueller hand-delivered the uranium samples of it to Russia to make sure it was okay. Aaron Rousseau, who's now dead, he was one of, Trading Places was the movie that he helped produce. There's some really good stuff out there by him, videos back when he was around, talking about the New World Order inside job by the Rockefellers, Zbigniew Brzezinski, all those guys.
Yeah, that's that Zeitgeist video.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And you know what's ironic, Terry? I was just thinking about it. I was just thinking about Aaron Rousseau, and he actually laid out the timeline.
He did,
and
it's a good guy.
And the Rockefeller guy, one that befriended him, and told him a year and a half before 9/11 happened.
That's right.
I mean, that's incredible.
This stuff, I'm convinced that all of this stuff is already laid out, and I know there's some flux there because that's just the way humans are. There's things that can change, but for the most part, they have everything laid out. They know what's going to happen, how it's going to work. And the thing is, the way that we're conditioned in this world, to us, a long time from now is a year from now. To us, that's a long time, because the way this is an instant society, everything's right now. A year, it's hard to think a year from now. These people think centuries from now. They think decades from now. We're not capable of that. And that's scary to me.
And what's scary to me is that they're desperate because they know they've ran out of time.
They are definitely running out of time. Hey, we have a call. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Lauren.
Hello.
I'm just listening to you guys tonight, and I know you probably have had this on before, but today somebody sent me the information on Zuckerberg. Mm-hmm. Being the grandson of David Rockefeller.
Imagine that.
Imagine that. in German, the name Zuckerberg means Sugar Mountain.
Really?
The mountain of, yeah. In German, the name Zuckerberg means Sugar Mountain. Kind of a clandestine word that means a mountain. Amount of information they're using to, extort and get, billions of dollars of money from us.
Well, that's the perfect name for him, isn't it?
Yes, it is, huh? The Rothschilds mm-hmm. own 10% of all Facebook shares.
That doesn't surprise me.
At all. Okay. So you think that Facebook was created by a bored, no-name college student. Said it was funded. Facebook was initially funded with a $500 million loan from a CIA bank.
That makes sense. Think about it. I mean, why should they go to all the trouble to try to figure us out when we're putting all our personal information out there for them?
Oh, yeah. We're doing that dirty work for them.
Exactly. That's crazy, isn't it?
It is absolutely insane. I've got 2 more weeks to serve on a 30-day suspension from Facebook because two weeks ago I said on Facebook that Obama and Ted Cruz did not meet the qualifications for a U.S. Citizen, a natural born citizen. The Constitution uses the phrase natural born citizen.
Yeah.
And neither Obama or Ted Cruz qualify for that. And so Zuckerberg sent me with a 30-day suspension on Facebook.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's unreal, man.
That's crazy. Crazy, crazy. So,
it is crazy.
For the last 2 weeks, I've been on Twitter, the new social media, MeWe, and a real new one called Patriotic Space.
Oh, I love it. Patriotic Space. I got to check that out.
It's patrioticspace.us.
.us. Got it. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, man.
Maybe sometime later on, I just released a paperback version of my father's real story, what I think is a real story on Watergate, The Madness in the Magnolias. And
oh, you finally got it done.
I finally got it out. Yeah, I finally got it out. It's just, you can get it on Barnes & Noble. You can get it on Barnes & Noble, and you can order it from Amazon.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. I know you've been working on that a long time.
Long time, lifetime, lifetime. It's in paperback right now for $10.99 at Amazon.
Gotcha. I'm going to order one.
I appreciate that. And every day, almost every day on Fox News, you'll hear something about Watergate mm-hmm. or the Bushes.
Yep.
Or sometime, during that era, you're going to hear something on the news about it.
That's true. That was a big deal. I mean, it's nothing now, but back then, that was a big deal.
Oh, yeah. Well, remember, way back then, 25, 30 years ago, there was some fear of a president, being prosecuted and possibly being sent to prison.
That's right.
And so we know today from history and historical writers that Nixon was a horribly paranoid person.
Yes.
He was very, very paranoid. And so he was scared. About a year, about 1973, about a year after Governor Wallace was shot in Maryland, it started, to leak out that Nixon may have been behind the shooting.
Wow.
And so that's when he called up G. Gordon Liddy and all the relatives and said, hey, we gotta figure out a really, really easy way for me to get out of the White House mm-hmm. Because this Wallace shooting, it's beginning to get out, that we had Wallace shot.
Mm-hmm.
And so they set up Liddy to take the fall. And if Liddy was such a good CIA criminal guy, assassin, if he had wanted to break into the Watergate and steal everything they had, he could have done it.
Yeah.
But he was set up to take the fall, as was John Mitchell and Haldeman and Ehrlichman and Charles Colson. They were all set up to take the fall.
Yep.
And
I believe that.
So they, and today Charles Colson is the only one left. And of course, the Bushes.
The Bushes.
And they are deep state, New World Order, satanic,
yep.
demonic.
Yep.
Luciferian as you can get.
Yep, pedophiles too.
Absolutely. Big time.
Yep.
Daddy Bush is a big Papa Bush. is a big time, Pastor Powell. Absolutely.
I believe that too. Wow. Well, I got to hit a break. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Pat. I appreciate it. And I listen every Saturday night. And I'll get with you in a couple of months.
Please do. Thank you.
Thanks, Terry.
Take care, my friend. All right, guys, got to hit a break. This is Clear and Air. We'll be back in, three short minutes, yeah.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that. Mortgages, it's all we do, so we do it better. If you are a veteran and currently have a VA mortgage, then it's time to refinance. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we value your service, and in turn, we pride ourselves in serving you. If you are a veteran and you are interested in lowering your rate, reducing your payment, or paying your home mortgage off sooner, what are you waiting for? Today is the day to call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. No need to gather those documents. All we need is you with your driver's license and Social Security card in hand. Yes, it's just that simple. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey, Montgomery, how do you make an amazing deal on internet and TV even better? You stack on $480 worth of savings. For a limited time, WOW is offering 100 meg internet for only $19.99 a month when bundled. We're also stacking on a free DVR for 1 year and your choice of one premium channel. Plus, next day installation is also available. But this stack of deals won't last forever. So go to WOWWay.com or call 855-WOWWay2 and switch to WOW today. Wow, that's better. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Let's jump straight into a call. Hey, caller, you're on the air. Caller?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Terry, it's Frank. How are you?
Hey, Frank. How are you doing?
Hey, Frank, how's it going?
Hey, folks, been good. Well, first of all, I've never seen 40 inches of snow, but I'm about to find out tomorrow.
So. Oh, my. Wow. That much coming, huh?
Well, there's 6 in Appleton right now. There's 14 in Green Bay, and they're calling for between 36 and actually 48 to 50 tomorrow.
Why are you up there putting yourself through this, my friend?
Well, Terry, I'm working for a liquidation company, and I'm closing some big old toy stores up here.
Oh, wow.
And I thought I was going to do Alabama, but surprise, surprise. But
sorry, man.
Hey, great show tonight, but a couple of things. I want to call what I called on last week, but I want to touch real quick. You touched on my favorite subject, Ezekiel 38:39.
Is that what's happening?
Well, not yet, and because here's why, in my opinion, and I'd like to get Postman's thoughts on this, but remember the table of nations. Magog is Russia.
Yeah.
Persia is Iran. Kush is Ethiopia. Put is Libya. Gomer is Eastern Europe, which is primarily North Korea and China. And Beth Tagmar is Turkey. Okay. What's left out of there, if you look at it, is Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Egypt, and the Gaza Strip.
Wow, quite a bit.
That is in Psalm 83. Ah. I still believe Psalm 83 is going to happen first, guys.
Okay.
Before Ezekiel 38, 39. What's your thought?
Postman?
Well, you could be right, but what's going on in Syria right now? That's a description of what I can't recall the I should have already had it pulled up. If you can't help me out with it, it describes Damascus as
a, but see, Postman, that's Psalm 83. In Psalm 83, Syria, I believe Hezbollah, will attack northern Israel with chemical weapons.
Wow.
And that's why Syria is not listed in Ezekiel 38 and 39, because I think that they're going to destroy Damascus. Israel's going to destroy Damascus with a nuclear bomb. Okay. And this is kind of a precursor that, you know, irregardless whether it's staged or not, I believe it's staged as well. But I believe that Syria is going to go after Israel. And yeah, I think that's what's going to happen next. That's my opinion. You know, I could be totally wrong, but I'm going by prophecy.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you could be right. But I was going to mention this territory a few minutes ago that when we were talking about it. But there's a couple of X factors in there that nobody's talking about. It doesn't make mainstream news. And we're leaving out the fact that there could be some non-human entities, you know, in that war, you know, ramping it up. It could be really easy because I wish I knew this was 100% accurate, but I've on several occasions I've seen U.S. military on the ground in Syria. I've seen Russian soldiers on the ground in Syria, and I've seen Syrian soldiers on the ground in Syria, and they were actually filming UFOs, low flying UFOs there.
Wow.
And the thing is, I wish I knew it was true. You know what I'm saying?
You never know these days.
But
You never.
But I mean, this could be brought on because I mean think about that area. Think about that area over there. Almost all the ancient kings, Syria was part of Nimrod's kingdom. I mean, think about it.
Exactly right. Exactly right. That's why it's never been destroyed.
Right.
And that's why, but the, anyway, let me shift subject real quick. I want to talk what I talked all about last week.
Go ahead.
And Postman, this question is for you. Where do you see Mercury, not the planet, but the chemical in any of these last days or what's about to happen?
You mean the chemical?
Yeah, as poisoning. Mercury is a poisoning. And I want to tie it into chemtrails and what Terry's been talking about for months, you know, on chemtrails. Because I think I found it in the Bible now, 100%. But what's your thoughts on the chemical mercury?
Well, if they put mercury in the chemtrails, yes, it's going to sterilize people and kill them, for sure.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this, and Terry, you probably know this, and you probably mentioned it before, so if you have, I apologize.
It's okay.
Have you heard of U.S. Public Law 105-85?
The one that gives them the okay to experiment on us?
To spray yes, chemicals on biological agents. Now, there's a disclaimer in there, because I've got it printed out right here in front of mm-hmm. me. The prohibited activities, they cannot test any involving of chemical action. The Secretary of Defense cannot conduct any a chemical agent or biological agents on civilian population. The exceptions are any peaceful purposes related to medical, therapeutic, pharmaceutical, agricultural, or to control riots. The key there is the Secretary of Defense cannot conduct.
Ah, just the that Secretary mean, of Defense, yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anybody else can.
That's right.
Okay. Now, let's go to Revelation 18:23, and I'm going to summarize the last verse of it.
All right.
It says, "For your merchants were the great men of the earth, for your sorcery of all nations were deceived." Okay? The key there is sorcery.
Mm-hmm.
And I dug deep into this week. In Hebrew, the term sorcery is pharmakos.
Right.
Yeah,
pharmaceuticals.
Okay. Yeah, pharmaca.
In Greek, it's pharmakia.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Which is pharmaceutical.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you take and go back to the great men, that doesn't mean men that are good. It means mighty and powerful.
Mm-hmm.
The number one powerful entity in this country is oil. Number two is pharmaceutical.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
They're spraying mercury, Terry. Here's some facts, okay? There's two different types of spraying, acetone type and the blunt metal type, metallic type, which causes ringing of the ears, oily skin, wandering mind, fatigue,
Jesus.
Muscle twitching, dizziness, muscle tightness, depression, anxiety, and dark circles under eyes, okay? Mercury in the last 15 years has skyrocketed in our soil and wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
Since 1999, well, in 1999, the mercury test in humans was 3%, okay? In 2006, the mercury testing in us was 30%. It's now up to 57%.
Imagine that.
Yes. And now rainwater and dust tests are containing mercury,
uh-huh.
Okay? And I'm firmly convinced that chemtrails are what is mentioned in the Bible. Because if you go back to the Hebrew term sorcery and pharmakia. How do you pronounce it?
Pharmakia.
Yeah. Okay, it's mentioned in Exodus 7:11 and Exodus 22:18, Deuteronomy, Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, Isaiah 47:9 and 47:12, Jeremiah, Daniel, and Malachi. Okay? All talking about the use of mercury as poisoning, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm convinced 100% that you're 100% correct talking about chemtrails and what they're doing, but it's mind-boggling when you really dig into it.
What blows me away is how normally intelligent people won't look up, and if they do look up, they refuse to even contemplate we're being sprayed. I don't understand it.
I'm going to throw this out, and I'll probably get in a whole lot of trouble for doing it, but I don't really care. There's another, I haven't listened to it for a while because I've obviously been out of town, but there's another show, talk show on your station,
mm-hmm.
that continually says that common sense would dictate that if they're chemical spraying, somebody would come forward and say something.
They have.
So there's no way it could be happening. Okay? And mm-hmm. he's wrong. He's totally wrong.
They have come forward. That's what kills me. They have come forward.
Yeah. They have, and it's just amazing that what's going on, and when you really dig into chemtrails and what they're actually putting in, you know, my younger daughter's dog just got cancer, okay, diagnosed with cancer,
mm-hmm.
and there's no doubt that it's affecting plants, animals,
yes,
us, you know.
Oh, I know. I can prove it. I've got microscopic video and images of
I've been looking at. I mean.